Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle proudly presents another chapter from the vivid history of this city. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has written the story of our triumphant progress. And now, through the magic of radio, these pages from the past come to life. Listen to the thrilling drama of This Is Wichita. With great anticipation of joy, the Wichita Eagle and its many employees look forward to the Christmas of 1940. Tonight, our drama will bring you a picture of other Yuletide days. And so, just to set you in the proper mood, the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program with the Christmas novelty, March of the Walking Dolls. This has been an unusually bright and prosperous Christmas season. Stores have been busy. Wichita has over 5,000 new residents, and we face the coming year with high hopes of greater prosperity. At this time, the Wichita Eagle extends to all new residents a hearty holiday greeting and cordially invites them to call the circulation department and receive as a complimentary introduction a week's free delivery of both the morning and evening Eagles. And we are sure that you will find this paper the best 20 cents worth of news, sports, comics, features and serial stories you could possibly ask for. The Wichita Eagle is the newspaper for every member of the family. And now let's listen to the First Federal Quartet, putting us further into the mood of Christmas as they sing Deck the Halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carols, la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, la 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 la. Follow me in merry manger, la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, la 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 la. Fast away the old year passes, la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, la 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 la.
In the files of the Wichita Eagle, there are many stories of many wonderful Christmas days that have come and gone in this city. There are stories of lean and prosperous years, gay stories, sad stories, and just stories. There are stories of rugged pioneer days, of rough and rugged cowboys celebrating their Christmas in the all-too-numerous saloon.
Hey, quiet, you roughnecks! Quiet, fun bandit! I said quiet!
Hey, what's the matter with you?
What's the idea, cowboy?
Listen, you dumb waddies. Don't you know what time this is?
Oh, what's that got to do with it?
Yeah, what are you driving
Listen,
at?
It's Christmas. Christmas you night. Look at all of you, having the time of your life here in the saloon. But what about the folks that don't have no money? The folks that ain't going to have no Christmas dinner? How about you putting out a little money for them? Come on, I'm passing the hat. Who's putting money in it?
Say, tell me it.
Yeah, me too.
Ah, thanks, Rosie. Attaboy, Joe. Those big balls money, Cap. Yeah. Hey, that hat's getting full. Looks like we got a pack of money here. There ain't nobody going to go hungry in Wichita this Christmas. No, sir.
And this has always been the spirit of Wichita. From the days when this town was just a little speck of mud on the great map of the world up to the present, Wichitans have always remembered the poor, the unfortunate. Today, most of our poor are cared for through the many splendid charitable organizations. And one of the most outstanding is the Salvation Army.
Keep the pot boiling. Keep the pot boiling. Every little bit helps. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the pot boiling. Keep the pot boiling. Keep the pot boiling.
Yes, keep the pot boiling. On every important business corner in the city are those familiar little white houses occupied by Salvation Army lassies, smiling and bowing, as generous Wichitans pour their change into the Christmas kettles. This is a part of the beautiful Christmas scene in our city, and the Wichita Eagle proudly salutes these wonderful soldiers of Christ. Do you recognize the music of that band? It's the Salvation Army marching down Douglas Avenue on a Sunday evening. Come rain, snow, or sleet, these Christian soldiers march to their open-air service every Sunday evening at the corner of Broadway and Douglas. But when did they first make their appearance in this city? And how were they greeted? That is the story we tell tonight. And we are sorry to say that the Salvation Army was not welcomed in the manner it deserved. On May 12, 1886, Wichita was in the midst of her greatest and most destructive boom. We were in the midst of our most severe growing pains. We were like a lusty, howling infant, crying noisily and acting without thought. Word went round among the various gathering places of the town that...
Hey, the Salvation Army's in town.
What's that?
What? You never heard of the Salvation Army? Well, I'll tell you, partner, you sure will, because they come right into town. Hey, give me another drink.
Sure, same thing.
Sure, yeah.
Salvation Army, huh? What's that, some kind of religious outfit?
Yeah, you told that right. They go right out on the streets and preach. Lordy, you can hear them yelling for miles. Well, they'll yank you right off the sidewalk and make Christians out of you.
Well, I'd like to see them try that with me.
Oh, they ought to be run out. They ought to run that fanatic out of town. We ain't got no room for them.
Well, maybe we can let them find that out. There ain't many of them. Say, you know, they got some dame running the thing. They call her a captain.
Oh, where is this meeting?
Oh, it's right down there on the corner. Let's go down. There might be some fun.
Let's go!
Oh, dear friends, we are gathered here tonight on this street corner in the city to tell you of the glorious wonders of the Lord. We want to bring you a message of God, not His Son. Oh, brothers, sisters, won't you listen? Give us a chance to bring you the comforting words of God. Let us tell you how to bring Him into your heart. Oh, you're not happy, friends. Not happy until you've known what it is to be saved.
Listen to her talk. Now, who says we ain't happy? Oh, I ask you. Do I look sad or something?
Hey, you look all right to me.
Get off the street!
Oh, let's
put
him off the street!
Wait, listen to me! Oh, please, listen to me! You can stop me from singing. You can laugh and jeer at what I have to say. But even if you silence me, there'll still be others. Others who have the faith of God in their hearts. And their voices will be heard. The Salvation Army has marched to Wichita, and it will stay. It will be here. It will grow larger and larger, and our voices will grow louder and louder to drown out the sound of Satan. We're the Salvation Army. We're not afraid of your stones, your fists, your threats. We're the soldiers of Christ, and we'll keep marching on and on.
And so rang the words of Captain Bell Cunningham, the first Salvation Army lassie in Wichita. We're sorry to say that some unthinking Wichitans welcomed the Army's first appearance in this way. But many cities greeted soldiers of Christ in this manner, so we were not alone. For numerous years, the Army suffered much persecution. Among a few, it was a popular pastime.
Let's go down and bust up the Army's meeting tonight.
That's a swell idea, Jeff.
Sure it's a swell idea. A couple of more drinks and we'll all be just right for giving them trouble. Hey, come on, Phil. Fill up for glasses.
Not so fast. Who's paying for them?
Why, I...
No, you don't. Your credit's no good, Jeff.
Phil, listen, Phil. I'll pay you.
Yeah, sure, you'll pay me come Judgment Day. Why don't you sober up?
He's right, Jeff. You've been on a bender a long time. You don't seem to know you've lost all your property, everything you own.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Sit around and weep about it? Give me another drink, I tell you. Come on.
I'll buy it. Give him one, Bill. I'll pay.
All right.
There now, Jeff. Now, listen, Jeff. Let me talk.
I don't want any talk. Don't you think I know I lost all I had? Don't you think I'm thinking of my kid, too? Christmas is coming. What's he going to get?
Nothing. Well, I'm trying to tell you, Jeb. You see this straightening around?
Poor little kid. Joy's a good kid. Thinks I'm the greatest guy in the world. When his mother pulled out and left him and me, I would have just sent him to his aunt back east. No, he said, I want to stay with you, Dad.
Sure, Jeb. Why don't you think of him now, though? Why don't you go home and straighten yourself around?
Home. What kind of a home have I got now? A shack. I had a fine little home here once. I had a wife. I had a family.
Now, Jeb, you can't go on brooding because your wife left you. You've got to think of your kid. He's all you've got. He needs you, Jeb.
Yeah. That's right. Joey needs me. He's all I've got. Yes, sir. And I'm going to straighten out. After tonight.
He says that for 10 nights straight running.
Have me now. Well, who's all going over to bust up the Salvation Army, mate?
That's what I want, some fun. Let's bust up the meeting. I want some excitement.
Now, listen, Jeff, don't get in there. Don't get in there with those.
Now, leave me alone. I tell you, I want some fun.
You know it ain't right. These Salvation folks got rights. Stay out of that.
Come on, Jeff. We're going down to the meeting house.
Sure, you bet. I'm going down to the meeting house. I'll be right along. Be there, Jeff.
Come back.
All right, I'll see you later, old
boy. Stay out of it.
Come on.
What fun do they get out of bothering those folks?
Hurts me. I never can leave the bar here to see, but I guess they have some high times. Jeff's really slipping, ain't he?
Yes, and losing every friend he's got. I'll bet some of the property he lost in the last few months will be worth plenty someday.
Woman trouble throat him. Too bad about his wife leaving. They say she fell in love with a traveling salesman out of Chicago. Ain't that Jeff, kid?
Yeah. Hey, who you looking for there, Joy?
My dad. Have you seen him? I come here first.
Oh, I guess the kid knows where to look, don't he?
Is he here?
No, Joy. Your dad went down with some of the boys to bust up the Salvation Army meeting. He's down there at the corner.
Oh, well, thank you. Gosh, I just got to find him. It's only one day more to Christmas, and he said I was to tell him that so he'd sober up.
Things like that sort of make a guy disgusted with joints like this. Well, guess I'll go on down and see the excitement.
So long, Joy. So long, Tom.
Style. She ought to be singing in some dance hall.
Now, brother, stop the singing, please.
that's where you're wrong. I came from the dance hall in Kansas City. I came to Christ because he was my only salvation.
You'd have done better to have stayed in the dance hall, cutie.
I'm sure you really don't mean that. I'm sure that I found something that means eternal joy to me. I found a new hope, a new reason to live. Come, won't you join us in song? All of you here on the street, join in song. Christmas is only a day off. It's a time for joy and happiness and kind thoughts. It's the birthday of the Savior. Joy to the world, the Lord is
born. Oh, cut out that screeching! Quiet! Hey, let us show you how to sing. Go away, Joey, go away. We're going to have some fun. Hey, fellas, you want to see me bust this bass drum here? Hey, what?
Gentlemen, please don't do this. Look out for the little boy. Can't you see he's fallen? Look out, you're going to step on him.
Get away from him.
Oh, you beast. Move away from him. Look, he's hurt.
Hey, she's right. Move away. Give him room. Gosh, it's Jeb's kid.
What'd you say? Let me through. Hey, who said it was my kid? Hey, what happened here? Joey. Hey, Joey.
Dad. Oh, gosh, Dad, I tried to stop you. They pushed me down.
Oh. He's hurt seriously. We must get a doctor. I saw one man step right on his little back.
Oh, Joey. That's where it hurt. On my back.
It's all right, son.
Dad, I feel so funny. What did the doc say, Dad? Did he say I was going to be all right sometime? Huh?
Yeah, sure. He said you'd be all right sometime. You just got to kind of keep that wrapping on you for a while, yeah? Are you warm enough, Joy?
Uh-huh. I'm all right, Dad.
You hungry?
No, not much. Listen, Dad, I got you something for Christmas.
Huh?
I got you something for Christmas, Dad. Ain't much, but my favorite. It's hidden in that closet. Won't you go get it, Dad?
No. Oh, Joey, don't.
Oh, gee, Dad, what's the matter?
Oh, Joey, you know. I'm so no good. It's awful. Awful, son. Don't let you down so bad you ought to hate me. I'm going to send you away. I'm going to send you back to your aunt.
Oh, no, Dad. I ain't going to leave you.
I'm no good anymore. I'm a bum now. You know what a bum is, Joey? I could have been an important man in this town. But I lost it all, son. Gambling and drinking. I'm a fool.
Oh, no, you ain't, Dad. Oh, you're just feeling bad because, we ain't having much of a Christmas. But I don't care. I ain't like no little tiny kid who don't know no better. Oh, I don't want a lot of junk for Christmas. Not specially.
Oh, you don't mean that. Sure you want things for Christmas. Ever kicked us. But don't you see? I'm poor now. I'm a down and outer. Poor folks don't have Christmases with nice dinners and lots of eats and things for their kids. Poor folks sat in ugly rooms like this with not much heat. And they don't have no friends calling on them and knocking on the doors and shouting, Merry Christmas.
Huh? Dad, it's somebody at the door. Somebody come to see us. She said Merry Christmas. We'll go on and see what it is, Dad.
Well, I don't know.
Merry Christmas, Dad. I brought you some things.
Gee, Dad, it's a Salvation Army, Lassie.
Hello, Joy. Here, unwrap a few of these packages.
Gee,
and there's something for you, too.
Oh, for me?
Yes, and I brought you a basket of food. I hope I got here in time, and I hope
You didn't think there wasn't any Christmas.
Gee, Dad, look at... Look at all the eats. Gee, look at them. Eats. Dad. Oh, gosh. Who said poor folks didn't have no Christmas?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How come you're bringing this here? Don't you know who I am?
Yes, of course.
But I'm the guy that was raising all the roughhouse while you was trying to sing and hold a meeting on the street. I'm what... Well, you must be mistaken. I've been you folks' worst enemy.
No, this is all for you.
For us? You mean you'd give this to us after what I done? How can you do it?
Jeb, this is the birthday of Christ, and he loved his enemies. We try to follow as closely as we can in his footsteps. Well, Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. And now I must be going. We have so many baskets to deliver. I'll come see you again, Joy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, what's that singing?
Our carol.
You sure are, Joey.
Are we going to go downtown together, Dad, and watch the meeting?
You bet we are, son.
Well, come on, let's start. Look, I can run and jump and
everything. No, not so frisky. You've been laid up quite a few months, son, you know.
Oh, I'm all right now. Hey, Dad, look at who's coming out of our house.
Huh?
Give you three guesses who it is. Mary.
Miss Mary.
Hello, Joey.
See me?
Yes, Joy. Oh, it was wonderful.
I ran fast ahead of Dad. Just thinking getting to join the marching tonight. Do you?
I'd like to, Joy. Oh, hello, Jeb.
Hello, Mary. Say, what's that young rascal whispering to you about?
I wasn't a whisper.
Now, don't tell me that. I saw you looking at me and saying something and grinning.
Oh, I was just maybe we better confess, Joy. We've been scheming against you, Jeb.
Well, I thought it was something like that. Oh, Mary, your bunch of people wouldn't have much use for me.
We have use for every soul, Jeb.
But I've been a gambler. And...
Oh, but you ain't that anymore, Dad. Well, you ain't done nothing wrong since... Oh, Mary, ain't he been swell?
Just wonderful, Joey.
He's even working and saving his money and gee.
Jeb.
Yeah?
I think you know where I came from. I was in one of the toughest dance halls in Kansas City. I guess my past wasn't any rosebush of beauty. But that didn't make any difference to the Salvation Army. Listen, Jeb. It's not the past. It's the future of one's soul.
Yeah, but...
Jeb, when we turn here, I'll be joining the parade to march down to the corner for our meeting. Why don't you join in with us? March with us.
Yeah, why don't you, Dad? Oh, Jed, be so proud of you.
Well... Here we are, Jeb. There they are. It's a great army, Jeb. An army of happy men and women. Look at them. They came from all walks of life, but look at them now. Won't you join us? Sing with us. March with us. Listen at the band, Jeb. Won't you join us, Jeb? Don't be afraid. Take my hand. Don't be ashamed to let the whole world know that you're a Christian.
All right, Mary. I'll march with you.
Oh, hooray, Dad!
Well? Here we are, Jeb. And you're standing on our side now. I might warn you, you may land in jail.
In jail? What for?
There's a rumor that we are to be arrested for holding open-air meetings.
Why, they can't...
Shh. Let's start.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we are gathered here on this street corner to carry your message to those who have gathered here to those who are passing by. Grant that our words may reach some, that some soul passing by on the street may hear our words, may stop and turn from the pathway of evil.
All right. Break it up. Now, come on, you're all under arrest.
Under arrest? What for?
It's against the law to hold these meetings on the street. Now, come on, you're all going to jail.
To the jail?
You can't
have not a piece of gospel. Listen, I ain't got time to talk to you now. Come on, now, I'm sorry. I can't argue. You're all going to jail. Come on. Come on, get a move on you. We're heading to the jail.
Oh, let's see you pray yourself out of this.
Hallelujah, I'm a jailer. All right. In there with you. Come on now. Now, don't be making no trouble.
Stay there, too. Mary. Mary.
Yes, Jed.
Are you all right? Where's your cell?
Just on the other side of yours. I'm right here. I'm sorry, Jeb. I guess this isn't a very good beginning for you.
Oh, it's all right. I just want to fight the whole rotten, unfair business, that's all.
Then you're still for us, Mom?
Greater than ever before. Right, you bet right. Your life I am.
Hold on. Howdy, folks. I'm from the Eagle. I came to get the story. Don't worry, folks. My paper's going to give this plenty of publicity, and it's all on your side. The right-thinking people of this town are for you. You've got a right to worship and a right to preach what you want.
You mean your paper's going to fight
for us? You bet your life it is. You'll be out of this in no time, and you'll be holding your meetings without anybody stopping you. The Eagle's for you 100%. Yes, sir. This is America, and the Salvation Army belongs. You'll be marching right straight out of here to preach and pray when and where you like.
And so, after many years, the Salvation Army gained the freedom it deserved. And it has gone marching on to triumph, enriching this city, shedding light where there is darkness, joy where there is sorrow, help where there is want. Christmas time is only one of the many times when the Salvation Army brightens the lives of the unfortunate. Every dime contributed to the Salvation Army goes directly to those in need. No one can truly say a word of condemnation against this great organization. There are many homes, many children, many old folk who will enjoy Christmas this year because you help to keep the pot boiling with your nickels, your dimes, your quarters that make it possible for everyone to enjoy a Merry Christmas. This has been a presentation of the Wichita Eagle. Every Sunday at this same time, the Eagle brings you a page from its great history of Wichita. And every day, the Wichita Eagle brings you the news of the world, the accurate, well-written news of history as it is made. And now, this is Harold Norman saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.